News from Southwark by Chiara Giordano and Owen Shepherd of Southwark News. Hughes determined to win back former constituency as snap general election called. If the Lib Dems want to choose someone fresh and new, they should do that, responds sitting Labour MP Neil Coyle. Former Lib Dem MP Simon Hughes has told the News that he's determined to win back his old constituency from Labour's Neil Coyle. Mr Hughes, who was chosen as the Lib Dems' prospective parliamentary candidate for Bermondsey and Old Southwark last year, told the News he believed his party could win back the seat this year. His comments came after Prime Minister Theresa May announced a general election for the 8th of June, during a surprise statement at Downing Street on Tuesday morning, the 18th of April. "We think we can win," said Mr Hughes, who served as MP for Bermondsey and Old Southwark for 32 years. "We don't take it for granted at all, but we will pull out all the stops and do everything we can to win, and if we do, it will stand us in good stead for the next year and the local council elections, where we think we can win a significant number of seats back and either win back the control of the council or make a big dent. The team are really very keen. There's great excitement in the camp." In response, Mr Coyle, who unseated Mr Hughes in a dramatic result during the 2015 general election, said he would be fighting for every vote. "If the Lib Dems want to choose someone fresh and new, they should do that. If they want to choose someone who voted for the bedroom tax, allowed tuition fees to be tripled, and didn't support equal marriage, then that's their choice. But I don't think it's the best strategy," he said. "The Lib Dems don't offer much of an alternative to me. I make no apology for standing up for Bermondsey and Old Southwark. Our borough voted for Remain, and I've spoken out as I have disagreed with my party on Brexit after it had already caused damage to our community and business operating here." Asked whether a Lib Dem-Tory coalition would be likely, considering the Tories are likely to improve on their current majority, he added, "It looks like the Tories will pick up some seats, and the Lib Dems are optimistic about picking up Tory seats in the west of England." Helen Hayes, Labour MP for Dulwich and West Norwood, said that she found it astonishing that Theresa May had made such a dramatic U-turn on the subject of a general election. "It looks to me like, once again, the Tories are putting the interests of their own party before the interests of the country," she told the News. "As a member of the Labour Party, we welcome the opportunity to put our manifesto to the country and to put forward an alternative to expose how this government is failing communities across the country, and to be absolutely clear with the Prime Minister that she doesn't have a mandate for the hard Brexit that she wants to implement." Harriet Harman, MP for Camberwell and Peckham, was unavailable for comment, but tweeted shortly after the general election announcement on Tuesday, the 18th of April, to confirm she will seek nomination for Labour candidate for Labour Camberwell and Peckham. The MP of 34 years told the News in December that she didn't believe the Prime Minister would call an early election.